Hello and welcome to the Disney Magic Hour, episode number 32. On this week's show, we are going to recap the Disneyland 60th anniversary special that aired on ABC this weekend. To my left, as always, is Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Across from me is Melissa. Say hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
And to my right is Scott. Say hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Pete. And say hello, Pogo. Was The Trouble by Pogo. You can find that video and more over at youtube.com/Pogo. His music at soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix. And his website is pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Hour Pod. And on Facebook, if you search for Disney Magic Hour, you'll find our group. Just add yourself and we'll let you in the gates. And if you head on over to iTunes, as someone did last week, and give us a 5-star review, we will read it live on the air and we will have that at the end of the show for you. So, let's get into the actual show, though. How is everybody?
Good.
Good.
Fantastic.
There we go. Ooh. Nice someone, yeah. See, upped yous.
Upped yous, right.
Yeah, you got one upped.
It's because you got your voice back?
I got it partially back.
It's you're partially back. Yeah. It's close.
It's getting, so, it's yeah, close. It's close.
So, we're going to talk about the Disneyland 60th anniversary that aired this weekend on ABC. It was a 2-hour event. And it really loosely used the words with stars because many of them just appeared in like a sound clip, which was weird, but whatever. They had a lot of cool stuff to go over. Let's just start from the top and we'll just go through the show basically as it happened. I mean, I don't want to break down every single light that was struck, but, you know, talk about some things that we saw. I really liked the opening.
Same.
And then it really turned into like a hoary kind of thing. It was
then
a little
it turned
weird.
A bad corner. Yeah, I loved the black and white. I like Derek Hough with the dancers. I thought it was great in there. You know, like 50s type of dress. You know, I did not care for the dance remix of Be Our Guest.
I didn't think that was necessary at all. Did anyone? No. I mean, I don't know. Did anyone take that?
No, not in particular. I mean, didn't really turn me off, but I didn't. It wasn't anything spectacular.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird because I really liked the opening. It was like, oh, they're going to do this kind of classic looking thing. And that lasted all of 10 seconds. Yeah. And then it was just straight into every video I've ever seen. Yeah, like, it was nothing different.
Yeah.
And I hate those remixes sometimes.
I do.
And I just didn't really care for this one very much.
Unfortunately, no.
But, I do love the floats in that, though. They had in the parade.
Those were really
I thought
nice.
Everything about it was great. Just, I thought the music was just not what I... You know, again, when you're talking about the 60th anniversary of Disneyland, and it's like, and here's this techno pop remix. It's like, I get it because they have to appeal to a wide audience, but that part of it wasn't really so much appealing to me.
Nah.
So, pretty lukewarm towards that.
Yeah.
That's it. No, I was going.
Nope. Nothing else. Let's move past it. Nothing,
We did have, I like the next part, if I close my eyes. The Jesse J singing When You Wish Upon a Star. Mm-hmm. How'd you guys like that?
I thought she did a nice job.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't expect that from her. I really liked that.
I don't know who that is, so.
I don't have no idea who it is either.
Oh, she did a song. It was like a poppy song. And it was more like rap. It was like with Nicki Minaj and somebody else. I can't remember the name.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So from that, I wasn't expecting her singing, but it was good because it's almost like when Lady Gaga pulls out, you know, something really good and you're like, oh, she can also
she can really sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. She sounded good, but I feel like she kind of stretched a couple of the notes.
I kept thinking of the scene in The Simpsons where the blues guy is singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And it takes like 45 minutes to sing the national anthem. Yeah. That was the only thing. And her hands just don't stop. I thought she was swatting at a fly the whole time. I thought it was hysterical. But she's got a good voice, I thought that was kind of cool. Whatever,
Yeah, well,
It was fine. It's not aiming for me.
Yeah, none of the musical numbers off the bat that I can think of, except for one, really was like, wow, I like that.
See, I like two of them quite a bit. Actually, I think I like three of them quite a bit. Maybe even four.
Well, you know what? I wasn't thinking of them as musical numbers, but they are. But when we get to it,
we'll get to that.
The only thing music-wise I didn't like in this one was the opening with the pentatonics or whatever that is.
Is that what that was?
That's who they are.
Yeah. Pentatonics. Yeah.
Which it didn't
sound. A band you'll never hear of ever again.
Well, no, they got really pretty famous. Popular. Yeah, because they would do all like.
Do you think anyone's
going to
know
stuff.
Their name in 10 years?
Maybe. They're big YouTube.
They were just
people.
on the Grammys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're big YouTube.
So was Milli Vanilli.
Well, that's
well, everyone knows Milli Vanilli.
We're not using that as a thing now, are we? Anyways, they were. Yeah, I thought it was a nice opening. Regardless of, I thought that was a little weird. I thought it was a nice opening. She's got a really nice voice. Just, wow, watch the hands. It's going to just hit passerbys. My next note that I wrote down here on down here was Helen Mirren is cooler than all of you.
Yeah, I loved her. I love her voice. She, you know, it's very like Julie Andrews reminiscent. It's just so classic.
Like a British woman?
Well, no, like how in One Man's Dream you have Julie Andrews narrating it, and it's just so perfect the way she talks about Walt's life. I don't know. I love the British accent, and it's like a proper British accent. You know, it's not like...
I don't know all the different dialects in that to even... I wouldn't even know.
I guess from watching some of the BBC shows, I've gotten like a little bit of an ear. Not much, but somewhat. So.
Oh, all right. Posh of you. Well,
I love her dress.
Cool. Yeah, the dress was cool.
The dress
cool.
was really cool.
It's like a crayon
it's
kind
like a,
of drawing.
Yeah, a child drew it. It was really cool.
I was trying to see if it had like a specific Disney connection.
Like a theme to it or
something.
I didn't
think it did, though. It was just like a... cool looking dress.
Yeah,
that was one thing I thought was weird. You know, like some of the people that came out, they had the Mickey ears on, and then some of them didn't. Like, do you think that'd be like something consistent? Like, hey, throw on this hat, let's go. You know, like,
and she wore those even in like the little pocket interviews that they threw up. Yeah, every now and then. She was rocking the ears the whole time.
Jimmy Kimmel's was the best though.
Yeah,
Jimmy Kimmel,
the Dumbo one.
Yeah,
that was good.
I really liked the clip that followed, the whole from Walt to now and then back to Walt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really nicely done. The editing was really nice. And then we got a new trailer for The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Which, Jesus, that looks good.
That looks really good.
Every time I see something else about it, I get more excited.
The more I see it, the more I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. It looks really good. It looks fast-paced, well done. It just looks right. Like, it feels right for that film.
Yeah.
Still no Bill Murray voice, though, if you noticed.
Yep.
That
is
something they have just kept out of, you know, that's going to be like a thing for the movie, I guess.
And Christopher Walken, too.
They have not actually, they haven't had him speak a word in any of the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just showed Louis, I remember, in the second trailer. They didn't show him in the first one. But all we've heard so far of Murray and him is, you assume, Bill Murray whistling The Bare Necessities.
The Bare Necessities, yeah.
But that really, really looks great. I'm really looking forward to it. In a night where the trailers got some mixed reviews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, which we'll get to that second one later on. What do we have next? We had the focus on Walt discussing the Lily Bell. I thought this was really nice. And that kind of dovetailed into the whole Josh Gad with the secrets. Nothing revealing for, like, you know, Disney fans. But, like, if you're... You know, if you follow enough and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought it was really good. You know, he's just very charismatic. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, it worked. And I liked the whole, like, into the dream suite part. And...
Yeah, that was,
that
really,
was
nice.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That was really, really nice. And especially taking the time to point out the light in the firehouse.
Yeah, in Walt's apartment.
Yeah, that was nice. And I like that they introduced the, I forgot their names, the voices of Disneyland, their husband and wife.
Yeah, that was really, really nice as well. I thought it was really fun. Again, I think he's going to be someone that we see connected with Disney and these kinds of things.
Yeah, he's good at it.
For as long as he chooses to.
Yeah.
I really think it's going to work out being that way. We then went into the second, I would guess we called the next musical number, which was Fall Out Boy doing I Want to Be Like You, which... Okay, I didn't expect that at all.
I love that.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it up until the end. At the end, he started getting a little, like, it started going Fall Out Boy-ish, and I was like, no, stop.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. I know a Fall Out Boy, but I don't listen to them.
Yeah, it was when it was at the very, very end, so it wasn't very long, but it was like 30 seconds of just, no, stop, stop.
Of what? I don't get it, though. Like, what was he doing?
Was it when he was doing the,
It was, like, starting to do whiny stuff.
I don't know.
You'd have to like play a clip. I couldn't like.
Yeah. Okay. You mean singing?
Yeah.
Scott, do you have any evidence to back this up?
I liked it. I did the whole thing. I don't
remember that. That's why. I do remember when that dancer came over and he was doing his solo, and all I could think of was him saying, "Seriously, I'm trying to do this right now. Can you just take a step back?" But I also thought it was interesting because Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, who performs at Epcot during some of the music fests and whatnot. Yeah. They, like, commonly do an I Want to Be Like You cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, granted, they're not very popular. Like, yeah, you know, they're not, you
that's
know,
probably it's why. Like you said, a bunch of this stuff was geared towards, you know, not yeah, us.
Not us.
But I think they did a good job for Fallout Boy.
But also, I think a lot of stuff was geared towards us. I mean, the Walt stuff in particular.
Oh, no, definitely.
Was
but like,
really
the musical
Walt
stuff seemed more like mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, geared towards that. I didn't think they would sound that good live, Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
To be completely honest. Because most of those types of bands that I've ever seen do not sound good live.
Yeah.
I actually thought for a second that it was a recording because it was so good, but then I noticed him do a couple of random things on the mic,
well,
and
that's
I was like,
made me,
I was
that's
like, oh no, he actually
that
is yeah singing right now, because it was really, really tight. They did a really good job.
Yeah. Like they had,
that
like,
was
just
my biggest surprise with the music with them. I was like, oh, this is going to be a train wreck.
Yeah. It looked like they had really fun wasn't up there too. You know,
yeah,
like it would look,
yeah,
yeah.
They didn't look like they were annoyed to be there because they were like
too cool,
like a,
for,
too
it
cool
yeah
for it. They
yeah
seemed to enjoy it.
And yeah the set and the dancers were really nice. They did
yeah
a
yeah
nice job.
Cool. Yeah,
it was a
nice
good. It was a good setup.
Punch.
It was
yeah
a good setup. We then had Bryce Dallas Howard. The
oh gosh,
I don't know. I'm still trying to wait for a movie that she's in that I really enjoy. It just has not happened yet.
No,
it hasn't. She doesn't care. She
no
makes millions of dollars.
She
my
makes
opinion
enough
doesn't mean a thing to that woman. you know, it has no effect on her. She introduces the trailer that I think a lot of people were really curious of, because we haven't gotten very many details at all about that, and that is Peach Dragon. The trailer showed, and okay, now I don't know the original Peach Dragon. We went through this with Lou a couple of weeks ago. Most of us here don't. Was that Peach Dragon?
Not from what I remember.
What the
of
hell
Peach
did
Dragon
I watch there?
Yeah,
not from what I remember of Peach Dragon.
No.
It was mm-hmm. Was he a... like a Tarzan kind of character?
No, he was a school kid. Like as far
I know,
as I remember,
I even know that. Like I know that that's
saying,
not
like,
accurate.
He was a school
yeah
kid, and the dragon was like a doofy dragon.
Yeah,
yeah, you know? He was definitely like he had purple hair and purple wings. I remember that.
Yeah,
you know, it was more like that. Like it was goofy and fun, and this didn't seem any of those things.
Yeah, it seemed like they were trying to go for a little bit of a darker thing. Robert Redford seemed like dead serious.
Yeah.
Like that
yeah
could have been
nobody
Civil,
survives
the trailer for Civil War.
For 6 years. But yeah.
No child will ever survive. It's like, what? What the hell's going on?
Yeah. Is there a dragon coming?
Yeah.
What's going on?
And then the dragon made a slight appearance, and this was, I would say, even more so. Actually, we had someone comment. They were like, this is Spot from The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it really
the kid,
was.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, that. But I know the image of it. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's that in Tarzan. Like, it's really, really strange.
It is.
And it's another... It's just me, it struck way too similar to what they're going to... Part of what they're going to be doing with Jungle Book.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, kid grows up
yeah
in the forest
exactly
kind of thing. It's really
it
weird.
It is.
So, Tarzan's in the city, and he's, like, interacting with things. Dude, that kid's Tarzan until further notice. And we get a very quick glimpse of the dragon. Now, I know a lot of people said it looked very dark. Yeah. On our TV, he did look like he had a slightly animated-ish type of color to him.
Yeah, and, like, the shape of his head, like, it wasn't the, like, maleficent, angular, normal dragon-type head. It
but
was
it wasn't
kinda
the animated round head either.
It was closer to that,
it
but
was
yeah
closer. He does, if you, I mean, if you really, really want to break it down, watch the way he flies. He kind of flies, like, I want to say lithely. Is that a word? I think that is a word. Like, you know, floatily.
Yeah, yeah, almost kind of
very
like
fluid.
No, see, fluid, I would
mean
see like, vroom, you know, like you would think of like a big whoosh sound like Superman.
Almost
like
kind
of like he's hovering more than flying.
Yeah, it's yeah like with every little flap of his wings, like he just moved up enough
gotcha
to keep himself flying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't, it wasn't
like a gliding,
you know, the Hobbit, you know,
yeah,
it wasn't Smog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, I thought, okay, well, the animation seems like it might have that right kind of tone, but the trailer did not display that kind of tone. Now, no remake. It's not written anywhere. The remake has to be the old film, just with new film stock.
Right.
Well, no, of course not. But
it's an interesting. It's odd. It's an odd look.
And from what I remember, it doesn't seem like it's touching on really any of the points of the original movie.
It doesn't. Yeah.
It looks like it's just we're using this name because people recognize it.
Yeah. It looks like Mighty Joe Young and the Tarzan.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm thinking. Melissa, did you care anything? Did you this? I mean, because this was one of the things that we talked about a bit when we did the 2016 movie preview.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the fact that the old movie was never really on my radar, this one's also kind of just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually, push everything aside. Like, old movie never existed. Does that trailer interest you?
I have no interest in seeing the movie. based off the trailer. Yeah, not right based now. Based off the trailer. I have no interest.
Not on this trailer, no.
I don't either.
And especially if it was not Disney in the name, I wouldn't even give it a second glance.
Yeah.
But, especially after following up from the Jungle Book trailer, which instantly has my interest.
Yeah.
The only thing that I think could save that, though, would be seeing in further trailers how the dragon is interacting with, you know.
Yeah.
I just, but even the whole concept of the kids stuck in, like, lost in the woods for 6 years.
Yeah.
It's just,
but even that, like,
there's,
we like were saying,
there's tons of other stories that are the same thing.
It's like a darkish trailer. So, like, the dragon's not going to be, like, you know, like that.
Like
funny
that goofy,
character, yeah, because that just wouldn't make sense. Like, you know what I mean? You have this dark trailer. And then...
I hope it's just the way they cut the trailer and that the actual movie's a little bit more lighthearted. Because, I mean, there's parts where the kid kind of has, like, a goofy smile on his face where you're assuming he's seeing the dragon, so...
Yeah, I mean, he's jumping from buses.
I don't think the dragon's going to be fearsome.
No, I know. But I'm hoping that just it's just, like, a cut of the trailer that they were going for a...
But that's kind of, like, what the trailer made it look like, is the dragon's going to be, like... You know what I mean?
I just think they were trying to hide him behind a curtain. I don't think they're going to make him fearsome. They're going to make him lovable, I'm sure.
Yeah, right? I agree with that. I think it's going to stay with that.
I will also, you know, going against Mel, what you were saying, a lot of times the first trailer is what the movie is like, and then the companies will react to people's reactions and then cut different trailers.
Yeah.
They did, not Disney, but it was done with Green Lantern.
Yeah.
The first trailer came out, and it was trying to be like this funny kind of slapsticky thing, and the whole fan base was... turned on and said, this looks terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, none of this is funny. What are you doing? Next trailer came out and it was very space epic-ish. And everyone was like, oh, see? They just cut the wrong thing. No, that actually was the first movie and they just made the second one look like that to try to get people to come to the theater, which they didn't care anyway. So, you lose!
I don't know. After our other experience with trailers, I just don't trust them at all.
What other experience with trailers?
Goodnight, Mommy.
Oh, okay. With Goodnight, Mommy and stuff like that. Yeah, that's a terrible movie. Garbage.
Good trailer, though.
Great trailer. Garbage film.
So, I can't trust
them. After that, we had a nice little look at Mickey and some of the other characters. Again, I really like these little character montages montages that they had. I thought they were really well done. And I thought this was more for, like, the older, you know, adult crowd. It was a good balance. They really did strike a good balance.
They did.
And then, Scott, as you were saying, Kimmel comes out with the Dumbo hat and a lightsaber.
Yeah.
So basically showing, you know, like, your modern-day Disney goer, Disneyland, Disney World goer, which was really cool. And we cut over to Sleeping Beauty Castle for Circle of Life, done by Elton John. Now, when he first started singing, he was doing, like, this, kind of thing. And I was like, oh, wow, that sounds weird. But then as soon as he started singing the actual lyrics... I was, oh my gosh, this dude still has no issue.
Yeah.
Like, he's still got pipes on him. You know, like, we're big Billy Joel fans, and Billy Joel's got a choral of backup singers for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, they'll hit, like, the higher notes a lot of times in live. But he just, I thought he wrecked it. I thought he did a great job up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was excellent.
That was a great performance with the little choir thing that they had and everything. It was...
The projections on Sleeping Beauty's castle I thought were gorgeous.
Yep. Yeah. I love those. I was like, I'm in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, it kind of had that Animal Kingdom sort of feel to it, which makes sense for obvious reasons. We go to Neil Patrick Harris. They had a really nice little presentation for the Wish Foundation.
Oh, wait. Before we do this, I remember I made a note. I loved how the glow with the ears hats worked during these performances by the castle. I've never seen them work exactly like that, and I want to see them work exactly like that because it looks amazing.
Yeah, no, they looked really nice. I'm also probably helps when they give them out to everyone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's true. It's not spread out.
Just because they're expensive, you know, so like,
well, I know,
it's
but
tough.
I'm saying, but when even when you buy them and like we're at Walt Disney World and they're doing the fireworks, I don't see everybody's hat doing the same thing. And like they were like all orange at the same time or they were all blue and it just went really nice.
Yeah, I thought it really, really looked nice. It had that like nice amber glow to them most of the time. I thought it was really, really nice. So we got the Make-A-Wish Foundation presentation by Neil Patrick Harris. Very, very nice. Good. Awesome. I love the way that they raised money. I'm not sure how much they raised. I know that it was a cap of $1 million. I'm sure that they got that.
Oh, yeah.
Stop saying break the internet, though. It makes me want to throw up every time I hear someone say that. Break the internet. Shut up.
His you know photo what, probably would, though.
You know what breaks the internet? Nothing.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That's it. Nothing breaks the internet. A website might go down. That isn't breaking the internet. Stop saying that, everyone. Are we clear?
Yeah,
are we clear?
Crystal.
I'm good.
Thank you, Scott. Jesus.
What about if we go to
aren't
crash
you on the film
internet?
Show?
What about if we
God,
go to crash?
Man. Fired.
Crash the internet.
I'm going to smash you.
Right now, as you speak, the internet is being blown up.
Let's go to something I was extremely shocked about. Because I have, again, I have no idea who these people are. Tori Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
Yes.
She came out and did Rainbow Connection with Kermit. Now, remember how we were saying in the beginning that Jessie J seemed very breathy?
Yes.
And it was like, ooh, star. The opposite of that is how she sang. I thought her voice was phenomenal.
She's a great singer.
And it seemed effortless, and she did not try to throw vibrato onto every third syllable or onto every syllable.
Yeah.
She just sang it like so smooth. It reminded me of Emmylou Harris, for anyone who knows who Emmylou Harris is. I know you don't know Melissa. Trust me. I'm well aware that you would have no idea who that is. That's got to be fixed.
I don't care.
I thought it was really good. This was one of my favorite moments
of
the show.
I love this because I love this song. This song makes me cry every time I hear this song.
Yeah.
What if I played it right now?
I would start to tear up, yes. Especially Kermit.
Oh, yeah?
I'm singing it. It was really good. That was very well done. And, yeah.
Melissa, you have anything to add into that?
No, I liked it. It was simple and sweet. It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
What it needed to be.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was good. They didn't do too much. They did just enough. I don't know. I don't watch Modern Family. I've seen clips of it. It seems pretty funny. I like Eric Stone Street. I've seen him in a couple of things. He seems really funny. And then someone not named Elliot Gould was up there. His name is Nolan Gould. I guess he's another one of the kids on that show.
He is. He's the
kid. That was a nice little thing.
That was fine. He's a little awkward. It's the kid, but he's awkward on the show, so maybe that's just him.
Yeah.
It's probably. You
know? Stone Street seems like very comfortable with everything.
He
seems really cool.
He is comfortable with everything, I think, that guy.
I thought that was really, really cool. We had then Kerry Washington came on and did the whole female focus.
Yeah, the strong women.
Which was great. Yeah. I loved that they showed Mulan because, you know, whenever anyone says, not that many people do, but whenever anyone says like, oh, Disney never made a film that showed strong females before Frozen, it's like, you don't watch.
You didn't watch them.
That's the only thing, because Mulan rules. We all know that. I would have loved if Ming was there.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been great. Would have loved to have seen her up there. Or if they would have done a whole thing like that. A whole thing on Mulan. Oh, what, S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right now?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that coming back.
March,
wait, what's going on?
Ming-Na Wen.
Oh, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I love her.
Sure.
You don't know if that... Oh, God almighty. It's like
you're the name person. You know that.
Name person?
Yeah.
Okay. Write that down, Scott. I'm the name person.
I jotted it down. No way.
Okay. Where do we go into next? Melissa, what do you got on your book?
Oh, well, then we go into Idina Menzel.
Do we?
Yeah, they had the whole montage of the
strong
women.
I know we did. I was just asking.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I wrote it down that way. I think we're
I didn't know. It had names in it, so I'm not sure if you had it.
Yeah.
Since I'm the name person.
Oh. Well, I just wrote Let It Go down, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. This was good.
I liked it.
It was good. I mean, she just always sounds good, but I thought it was a little meh and just in general. Like, I don't know. It just was plain. Her singing, she, you know, I don't know. That didn't do anything for me. I've heard the song a million times.
I think that's what it is.
That's what I think it is. You know what I mean? It wasn't times. Like, and she was into it, but she didn't seem that, I don't know. She didn't seem
like she didn't move at all. Like, I don't know if it's because her dress.
That's what it
like,
is. Maybe it's just that she was just very frozen.
But
yeah, I don't know.
You did there.
Yeah,
the main movie is Frozen.
Yeah.
So.
What were you saying?
I thought that she looked like she was more into it than she has when she's done other performances of that.
Live. Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. I'm kind of with Scott on this.
Like facial expressions, why she was smiling, she was like, getting into it. She may not have been moving, but
I figured out one of the reasons she had to be silent because if she looked down at the crowd in front of her,
that could have been part of it.
She would have laughed her ass off because there was some ridiculous hand motions going on.
Really
yes, there was
in everyone in this crowd, and I was laughing so hard anytime I saw them. And then you look at her and she does. She kind of like looks straight ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
true.
Because if she engaged, she would have lost it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give her a pass on the looking ahead.
I mean, no, she wasn't bad or anything. It's just...
We get it, Brian. You hate Frozen. We get it. I know.
No, I actually like Frozen.
You have a Frozen heart, Brian.
I liked how there were the projections on the back, you know, with the water and stuff, because she was in Disney California Adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had...
The Wonder Wheel.
Yeah.
Well, not the Wonder Wheel.
They had the...
It's a Coney Island thing.
Snowflakes. There we go. Snowflakes on the water.
And they had the Mickey ears with all the blue.
Yeah.
And
again,
the,
I love that.
Again, they worked. It was
nice. Yeah, they all worked.
It was really, really nice of everyone. Then we go into, I thought this was great. We go into kind of like a trio of dance / song performances. What was the first one?
Part of Your World.
Part of Your World. How'd you like that one?
It was all right. I don't like when they edit the songs, like, you know.
But they have to.
I know they have to, but like, I don't know. It takes me out of it a little because you're like trying to sing along and you're like, oh wait, we started with the second verse and now we're going over to the chorus part. And,
yeah.
Taking
that out of it though, how'd you like the performance of it?
The performance is okay. The camera always takes me out of it because they focus on the singer and I'm like, I want to see the dancers. Like, I like when they pull away and you see everything, but I guess they can't do that.
This, to me, was the weakest out of, not the whole segment, but out of the three songs, this one was the weakest.
I'm there with you.
And I'm not a big fan of the interpretive dance, and that's what this section was the interpretive dance of the performance.
Brian, you're not very artsy, huh?
No, I'm fine. Interpretive dance goes back to Jessie
Hands.
It's the equivalent of her singing.
Singing hands?
Holding out the notes long and just...
I'm sorry, there was just a moth in front of her.
Over-exaggerating all that stuff. I'm not into... I watch So You Think You Can Dance. All right, so I know all about dance, and I'm not an interpretive dance fan.
Do you like Black Swan?
But yeah, it's that's
ballet.
Different.
That's ballet. It's different.
It could have looked like ballet. Again, I couldn't see the dancers long enough. You know, they focus on the singer a little too much, in my opinion.
I don't remember a lot of this segment. Yeah. That part
that
of
could
it.
Be part of it.
I like this song a lot.
So if it was
an
interpretive
so...
dance, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but
I know
you look like
song.
To me.
Sorry to all you interpretive dance
people out there.
If it was
ballet, I'm sorry. If you're an interpretive dance lover, I'm sorry.
You're going to get all the hate mail.
Somebody send Brian a video of like what the difference is, and I will be so happy with you.
I know what the difference is. I can't remember what this is because I looked away.
I get it, Brian. I get it. You hate dancing. You hate
interpretive dance. They should have done some breakdancing to that song.
That would have been pretty good. Although there's breakdancing in Lanuba now, and I still can't wrap my head around why.
I don't know.
Anyways, going to the Neo portion of it, when he did Friend Like Me, I thought this was this my highlight?
My favorite.
This was my favorite performance of the whole show.
Yes, and he sounded awesome.
Yeah, he sounded, again, like effortless.
Yeah.
But like clean, effortless, just... I don't know. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. I love the way the camera worked, actually, also following him the way that it did so well. I thought this was absolutely standout. This whole sequence I thought was great.
Well, this worked with the camera following him because he was like part of the dancers.
Yeah,
so it worked.
Just,
you know,
yeah,
you could
singing.
See everyone. Yeah, with the other one, it didn't work so well. But yeah, I agree. I like this one. For me, it's hard because you can't replace the original singer of this song. So it's a little difficult, but it was good.
But he wasn't trying to be wrong.
No, I know. He wasn't trying to be.
Because we talked about, you know, the trailer, the commercial for Aladdin on Broadway, you know, was on. I want to see it, but I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, that's a performance that I'm going to, you know, compare. Yeah, I have to. And it's just not, it's unfair.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
Yeah, it's like almost an impossible situation for the genie.
It's an absolutely impossible situation, which then I should say, okay, well, he's going to try to do something different.
Yeah, but it's hard.
But then
to
as
do
soon
that.
As they do something that somewhat resembles Williams, I'm going to say, maybe you shouldn't do that because it's not as good.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So it's a tough thing. Now we go into the Step in Time sequence. This was, what's his name? The guy dancing?
Derek Huff.
Huff.
Yeah.
Huff. Is that was Huff. The Huff or Huff?
Huff. 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 Huff and Puff?
From Dancing with Stars. I love that show.
Actually, I don't watch that one. I watch
So
You Can
Good.
Dance.
No, you got to watch that one.
Do but, you?
No. Why don't we just have a dance off?
How about?
Yeah, we're going to have a dance show off.
Because when they the way that they do, like when they do Disney Night or Halloween, like the costumes, it's just, I don't know.
I did see the one they did where they did the Mario Brothers dance.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
What thing?
In all of the seven hells is a Mario Brothers dance?
Well, no, they do like themes, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, they do themes.
Right.
Every
they did it to like, they would
theme.
Dress like the Mario Brothers and they did it.
Although they came out and like,
yeah, basically.
Did they just jump?
No, I don't remember. No, I didn't take detailed notes.
Did they time warp?
They did.
Was it interpretive?
Was it
interpretive? It was not interpretive.
No, that's why you liked it. It wasn't interpretive.
During this sequence, I immediately said to Melissa, I was like, oh, that door has somebody in it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The whole time. There's somebody in there? Maybe it's Shadow. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody in there. Not yeah. bringing it.
I saw the door slightly open, and I was like, oh, guys, it's gonna be Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
He came out. I thought, you know, this was maybe the biggest pop that the audience, like, had. They really went nuts to this, I thought.
Yeah, they did.
And it was a great moment, and he can still move.
For 90 years old, that guy can still move.
Yeah.
He was excited.
Yeah, he was really into it. He was absolutely fantastic.
They had a big ovation when he first came out, and then when he started dancing, it was like...
Yeah, when he first came out, they were kind of like helping him walk.
Yeah, they were like...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But then all of a sudden, he's like, you know, he's hopping all over the place.
Yeah, he just hopped around the place.
And he's like blinding you with his teeth. It's like...
And he was so excited. He was so genuinely happy to do it and to be there. Like, you could just tell. Even when he was done, he kept, like, you know.
That was a really cool moment.
It was really nice.
That was a great moment. I thought that was one of the best Disney, just pure Disney moments.
Yeah, exactly.
Was having him up there.
You know, for the fans, they're like, that hits. Other people probably are like,
who's this guy?
No. You think so?
Young people. I guess so, young people. I'm just saying, I mean, like, the younger audience.
Younglings.
The people in the audience who didn't know him just saw everyone else get up, and they were like, we
got to do this. This is something.
Then we go into Harrison Ford comes out, and the thing that, obviously, I mean, me personally, I was looking forward to the most.
Yep, same.
He can still not read. Like, when we went to Star Wars Breakfast, and they had the original Star Wars trailer where he was reading, like, the...
Oh, the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, let me explain. And there's a teaser trailer for Empire Strikes Back that was on TV way back when. That's actually, the voiceover is Harrison Ford. And it's awful. Like, it is so corny. And he famously did the voiceover for Blade Runner terribly on purpose because he didn't want them to use it. Yeah, it's not his thing.
Could just tell.
No, but he was there.
Yeah, no, that was great.
They got him to show up. I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was very excited when they showed the concept art for the Millennium Falcon attraction.
Yeah.
I want to say we just talked about it a couple of weeks ago, how I was saying I hope that it's like a six-person vehicle where you just sit in the cockpit, and that's literally what they showed us.
Yes, that is, yep.
So that was really, really exciting. The New Order v. Resistance thing felt very Spider-Man.
Yeah, the First Order.
At least it kind of looked like that's what they were going for.
Did you, when you went to Florida, you did Universal, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it. No, I'm sorry. I have not been to Universal Studios in a while.
Okay. Well, when we were there in December.
Yes.
We went, me and Michelle. The Gringotts in Universal, it reminded me of that.
Oh, well,
which is Spider-Man-ish.
Update what I meant. I didn't spend a whole day at Universal Studios. I did go to Diagon Alley.
Oh, okay.
For an event at night. So I was only in Diagon Alley.
Gotcha.
So I did do that attraction.
Yeah.
Escape from Gringotts. I will say, though, I actually think Spider-Man is a better version of that ride.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was really nice. I thought it was really cool. The technology's really great.
Yeah.
But for my money, the Spider-Man ride is a better experience overall. Now, that's like saying this ride gets a 99, that ride gets a 93 out of 100.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to give Spider-Man like a 99 out of 100. I think that is a damn near perfect attraction.
Yeah.
So, but I really do like it. I want to see it. I don't know why. There's something I want to feel in the Star Wars thing. I want to get into the music a lot. I just... There wasn't as many like peaks like that in the Gringotts attraction for me.
Right.
It was basically like, oh yeah, we got to go here, and now we're going to go here, and now we're going to go here.
Yeah.
There was no wow moments for me personally.
Yeah.
That would be my only thing against it, but I think the experience overall is incredible.
Yeah.
But they have to top now. Like, there's new bars, and now Disney has to clear bars, bars.
Well, I think the fact that Universal has both Spider-Man and the Gringotts, which are two somewhat similar rides.
Yeah.
That, like you said, they have to really take it up.
I liked what they showed, but the attractions looked really, really nice, the way that they're setting them up. But the street markets that they showed the concept out for and the possible dining areas, I don't know how... I would be surprised if they're showing it if that's not what it's going to look like at this stage.
I doubt they're showing that if that's not the overall
looks
look.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It looks so incredible. And what he was talking about, like, you're going to interact with the characters from Star Wars.
You're going to meet droids. You're going to meet all these like aliens and stuff.
To be insane. And we noticed something. Me and Mel noticed something in one of the pictures when they were talking about dining areas. There was a 3PO in there.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like behind a bar, like a clear bar. Yep. So it seemed like that's something that's going to happen during your dinner, like a show.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many other elements like that they're going to have there, but that definitely seemed.
Yeah, it would either be like character dining or they're going to do like a almost like a Sunny Eclipse kind of like stage show kind of thing.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. But then, like, what happens when in between the shows? Does he just, like, stand there motionless? Or do they bring him back into the floor?
Or maybe either bring him into the floor, have a curtain.
Or maybe, like, he stays up there and then, like, introduces the axe and maybe he goes away or something like that.
Okay, yeah, that could work.
Like, he's up there in the in between
times. He's just
kind of
watching them.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no, that would actually work out pretty well. They had a life-size scout ship, which is incredible. They're showing it now. They're showing it, yeah, in the cantina.
They mentioned that a couple times.
Their version of the cantina.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, are they going to go full?
Well, they always say cantina, so.
Yeah, they are calling it that.
They name it.
But so far,
like behind the bar, like the the giant fish tank looking thing.
That was another thing. It was like, wait a minute, who's the person in the water?
Yeah.
Like, is that going to actually be somebody?
No, I'm sure it's a really cool animatronic, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What if it's just somebody who goes in there every now and then?
I'd rather it be somebody who just goes in there every now and then.
I'd rather it be that, but then you'd have to, like, make sure, like, what are they going to do? Like, have scuba equipment, and then you got to be certified. I feel like there's a lot of, like...
Well, they would be hired by Disney.
Yeah, it wouldn't be us going in there.
Well, obviously.
I would go in
there. No, I just feel like to ask a cast member to do that, I don't know. I feel like it would be a little bit much.
I don't know. If they do something like that, they would hire them specifically. I mean, just like when they have a show, they don't just go up to any cast member and they're like, can you fire toss? Like,
I
they
know.
Had to find people
like,
to fire
like the guy
toss. How awesome would it be, though, if that was it? They were like, hey, do you know how to do this? Like, no? Just follow me.
You're going to learn.
Teach you.
Here, I'm going to light this on fire. Everyone's going to be eating their food. Don't worry about
catch it.
Just, yeah. What else did we see here?
The Star Wars Live In concert.
Well, I want to just tell you, the life-size scout ship.
Oh, yeah.
Again, that was a one-to-one size looking thing in that concept art.
Yep.
And they also have a 1-to-1 looking Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. Those are two pretty big things. Like, what is going on in this place?
Well, that's why it's what, 13, 14 acres, something
I
like
believe
that?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So like that's... 2 acre Millennium.
Yeah. Just...
and now this like, for days.
Is that Millennium Falcon say like the top of the attraction and the attraction is built below it?
Maybe I like don't...
Or is maybe. That just a walkthrough Millennium Falcon attraction?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like the walkthrough line is the
yeah. Or is there a meet and greet in there? Like that's where you're gonna have like 3PO and R2 and Chewie and whatnot.
Yeah,
maybe they do something like that. I
with
have
a
no
store.
Idea.
Hmm? With a store?
Yeah, the
yeah,
end
with
of the
a
ride.
Store, probably,
of course.
Right? I don't want to see a store in the Millennium.
No,
Falcon.
Me either.
Oh, unless God. It's like how Beast Castle's like up there.
Yeah.
In the distance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're saying, like, if it isn't really 1-to-1?
Or if it's, like, on the mountain and, yeah, you don't get to walk through it.
In the distance.
But they actually show people, like,
I
walking
say,
in
show
it
people,
on street
right?
level. So I actually do think that they're gonna build that thing. Because that was the first.
So. Yeah.
That was the first. That was in the first set of concept art that they put out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. As much as I'm looking forward to an attraction or two in these new lands, I just want to walk around.
Yeah
I just want to walk around too.
You know,
really
Star Wars and Pandora when it eventually.
Oh, and still Toy Story.
And Toy
Story,
of course.
My God, does anyone care? Like, it's so nuts. I see people a lot. They're like, oh, Star Wars is taking over Hollywood Studios. Like, Toy Story has got the same footprint almost.
Yeah.
And it's right on the other side. And that's where the majority of stuff that they had to take out is being built.
Yeah.
Like, what are you complaining about? Like, why? I don't get it. Do you not?
They don't. I don't.
They don't like Star Wars.
So
I guess.
Weird.
Yeah. Star Wars isn't whatever. As Disney as Toy Story. I guess I don't know.
Where.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. We got the we basically go to the music section of the Star Wars thing. I thought this was great.
Yeah, it was really good.
And there was prequel footage in it, which was shocking because they've kind of swept that under the rug a lot. Yeah,
there was a decent amount of prequel footage. It wasn't just like there one
was.
Or two shots.
There was. And I thought that this was a preview of some of the light elements that we're going to see in Star Wars shows in the parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the projections they had. Yeah. They had,
well, the laser lights in particular is what I'm referring
to. Yeah, I'm saying
to.
They even had like Leia and then they had the Emperor in their holograms.
Yeah, I think that we're going to get some crazy stuff when that comes around. Mm-hmm. So, no date though.
Nope.
Wasn't expecting one.
No.
But I was curious if they would.
They're
going to
be like,
say,
coming in 20, blah.
Yeah, just at least give a year, like not a specific time, you know, like fall or whatnot, but just
a year.
You know,
2021.
Nah, it's 2018.
Nine.
It's not going to be 2021.
It's not going to be 2021.
No, I know.
There's no way.
Because also, if it wasn't going to be soonish, like 2018, there's no way they would have talked about that on this show just now.
That's
I have a feeling, after what Universal has done with the Harry Potters, that they are going to move on this.
Yeah, I really think so. I think they have to.
I think they're like, you can't be, we're going to take 5 years to do this, but Universal took a year. With the quality that they did to build it, why is it taking you 5 years?
I believe.
You know what I mean.
From Universal's construction start, though, it was like 3 years total.
Well,
but
concept
still,
and everything. You mean?
So it's a 3 year thing, and I think that's going to be exactly what.
Yeah,
3 years
sounds reasonable to me. Yeah, definitely.
They can't wait till this trilogy is over.
No.
Also, because with like
that
Disneyland, so much is closed. Like you have to open stuff. You have to get stuff done to open partial. Like you can't just keep that park mostly closed. Like,
yeah, I mean, there's a decent little portion that's been shut down, but I don't know.
I mean, there's no other way around it.
I know, but I'm saying
can't wait that long then.
You can't have a 5 year construction period,
because that would be way too much.
Also, it's unnecessary.
Yeah, that too.
It just doesn't take that. It should not take that long to build.
They got
these
Shanghai
things
super quick.
Well, that's a thing, though.
I know. There's
a thing called labor laws and a thing called not labor laws. I mean, who knows how many people are in Shanghai Disneyland, all right? There's probably 100 people that you'll never hear from again.
Under that castle?
They're
Wait, do you mean like
in
the
castle.
Them?
Yes.
Yeah, they're in the
like
walls.
Part of the foundation?
Yes.
There are literally 999 happy haunts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too shocked. Now we go to the, oh God, why is this movie coming out? We got another preview of Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Wow, you jumped.
What did I jump?
Oh, maybe I didn't write it down. Never mind.
Yeah, you probably didn't write it down because who cares?
Exactly.
Man, this trailer was hot garbage to me. There is so much CG. Yeah. Just make it a cartoon.
It looked like Once Upon a Time in Wonderland.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show looked bad.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a budget. They didn't have a budget. But these people have a budget.
I know. Which
they
is
have
the sad
a budget
part
for this movie, and it still looks so bad. It looks, just make a cartoon, man. Just stop. This middle ground of, if you really step away from it, you can justify it. Like, well, you know, Alice in Wonderland, it's like a mix of reality and fantasy. So that's what that's what everyone looks like in here, like a mix of reality and fantasy. But it's not creating a world that seems real.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's cohesive because you have somebody like Helen Barton Carter's character where it's like, really weird with the head and
like
stuff.
You have a balloon head.
Yeah, and then like Anne Hathaway's character looks just
like
a normal person
princess
with some makeup. Yeah,
looking thing.
So it's like, where's the balance? Like, I feel like
there's nothing that makes me feel like this is a place that Alice can go and visit.
That could actually exist.
Yeah. Like, if this was just a VR thing and I had a headset on, it'd be like, oh, this place looks great.
Yeah.
It usually helps to have a location that you can feel some kind of connection with. You know, Star Wars has that kind of stuff. Say what you will about Avatar, it has that. That's why Pandora's being built.
Yeah.
Cars Land. Cars has that also. Like, Toy Story has things like that. You know, you go to, what was the name of the arcade? Name of the arcade in the first one.
Pizza Planet.
But that feels like familiar to you. And that's totally a cartoon.
Yeah.
But it feels familiar to you. You're like, oh, okay. And you grasp onto things. Man, this trailer just did not. I don't care about this movie at all. And
surprise, surprise, Johnny Depp made a funny face.
Yeah.
Anybody shocked about that?
I'm interested in Sacha Baron Cohen's character. He seems interesting, but that's about it.
I want to see him in the Queen bio. That's all I care about. I want to see him as Freddie Mercury.
Mm.
That's the only thing I'm interested in that. And that's, I think that's next year or something like that. Even though it's going to be a crazy cleaned up version. But I just, man, I couldn't be less interested for this one, unfortunately.
I mean, it looked less dark than the first one.
That is something.
Yep.
That is something. I'll give it that. Yeah.
Improvements will be made.
No, you're right at that, though. You are right. The visual tone of it doesn't seem as grim as the first one.
Yeah.
So, okay, points in that land. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
think that's about it.
Does anybody know what the name of the band was that was playing in Cars Land?
Little Big Town.
Yes.
I honestly didn't listen.
That song repeats itself quite a lot.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. I can't figure out what it's from. Yeah. It's a Sheryl Crow song. That's all I figured out.
Is it from Cars or Cars 2?
Unless they played it, but it was back in 2002, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was from Cars because they were in Cars Land.
When I Googled it, nothing came up about it being on any other soundtrack. Okay.
They had the word McQueen in there.
They had Steve McQueen in there.
Well, it's the thing is that's not the right one, though.
I know.
Steve McQueen is actually Steve McQueen, and that's Lightning McQueen. But they were like, look, we found a McQueen. I think it plays during the credits, personally.
Maybe.
I believe they
couldn't have found, what's that?
What else is
Life
he
is
doing?
Life is a Highway.
Yeah, exactly. Life is a Highway. Was that Rascal Flatts? Whatever that is?
No, not Rascal Flatts.
No, they did that version, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, no, I was thinking of the original guy.
Yeah, whatever the original guy's name is. Like, he's still playing that song in a mall right now. I don't care what time of day it is that you're listening to this. He is playing that song. But yeah, like, where was he? I guess they're a big country band.
Yeah, but so is Little Big Town.
Is a big country band, yeah.
Yeah, they just...
No, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, they are. But so is Rascal Flatts, I think.
But they're not, like, current. Little Big Town is.
Little Big Town is a current band. They all looked older than me.
But they're, they're.
The one guy looked like the cat from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to him?
For a hot second, I was like, is Fleetwood Mac really changing things up? And then I saw the rest of the band. I was like, this is not Fleetwood Mac. So, okay, but man, Cars Land
looks
incredible looking.
Yeah, that looks so amazing.
Loved how they were playing under the blinking yellow light.
Yeah.
I was like, count it. Count the blinks.
Seems to me like that's proof that I don't care if you don't like the Avatar
movies.
Because I would totally be interested in the Cars Land, and I'm not a fan of the Cars movies.
Yeah.
So,
you
know what I mean?
That place just looks
incredible. It just looks insane.
They look like they're just in the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Like, there's another good example. Like, that's an environment, despite me thinking the movie is kind of, whatever. I like the characters. I just didn't care about the story so much. But the look of it's incredible, and it feels like something you'd want to visit. Like, that feels like a real place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a place. And they built it to that level, and I cannot wait to walk through there.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, though, excited. It looks great, but I think doing it at night...
It's the only way. I'm going to wait. When we go there, I'm not going to step foot in Cars Land until nighttime.
Yeah.
I'm going to just wait. The second time I go, whatever, I'll go first thing in the morning. So, you know, we get right on the racing ride and all that. But I'm going to wait our first visit to step in there when the sun's down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not sing Life is a Highway. Maybe I'll sing Life is a Highway.
You should.
Why not? Then Dumbo and Michael Bluth came on stage.
Yes. She is pregnant again.
She is pregnant again. Yay! Jason Bateman did not look like he wanted to.
No,
be
he
there.
Was not. He was
but
not
like in a fun way where he was like, "Oh God!"
In a Jason Bateman way.
Yeah, in a very Jason Bateman way, like the exact way you want Jason Bateman to act in that moment is how he seemed it. Because I feel like she even kind of gave him like that funny like look.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not used to this, are you? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where she is extremely natural at this. Like,
well, she's extremely Disney.
She is.
Yeah.
She is, like, one of their great representatives, I think.
Yeah. She's
made of Jennifer Goodwin, right?
Yeah. She's on the Once Upon a Time, right?
Yeah, she's Snow White.
She's Snow White.
And she was there when New Fantasyland opened.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she was. Yep. She was. I remember that. Damn, that was a day.
Yep.
Remember that? That was a huge day. But yeah, they were there and they introed a clip for Zootopia, and it just made me miss Dom DeLuise so much.
Yeah,
because all I kept thinking was Robin and Hood Men in Tights did this so much funnier.
Yes,
yeah,
I didn't laugh one second in that trailer.
Every more trailers that I see about this movie, the less I want to see it. And the more it bothers me because I know I'm going to have to see it.
Well, yeah, it's like a rehearsal of
Jungle Book.
Because Kyle wants to see it. So I'm just like, oh, no, you're making this very hard for me to have to sit through this.
Send them on a play date. Make them go.
I'll have Chris take them.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, he really wants to see Zootopia with you.
With you, in particular.
I don't know. Yeah. I hope it's good, but man, unless they're hiding all the good stuff.
Yeah, it just seems like we talked about it. It's a movie aimed strictly for kids. It's going to be the jokes like, hey, remember this? It's kind of funny. Godfather.
I'm assuming there's a kick to the nuts and a fart joke somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised if the fart joke kicked to the nuts. Time. I don't know. Yeah. But...
I think both. Maybe at once.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I got good money on that.
You totally threw me off with that whole Dumbo thing. I was like, wait, did I miss a portion of the show? I don't understand. Did I like skip too many times? I don't.
I just, oh, yeah, I can't.
It took me a second when he said that.
I think she looks so good with long hair. I just don't like the short hair.
The short hair, I don't
and
like
she has
her
somewhat, she has little large ears, and the short hair doesn't help.
She has little large ears?
She's got large ears.
She's got a little head and large ears.
So, like, the short the hair T-Rex always makes again me notice it, you know?
She's like the reverse Helena Bonham Carter from...
Yeah, but she's adorable.
But she's adorable.
She's adorable.
Okay.
So, let's talk about how awesome John Lasseter is, because he is... He's just awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
His shirt matched the rims of his glasses.
I didn't notice that.
Yes, they were the green that the Disneyland wording was in matched his glasses.
That's awesome.
It was incredible. Like, that guy will make me go see Cars 3.
Yeah.
He's the most intense person when he was talking.
He's so great.
It's like, we give them life. They're not just drawings.
But I love him. Every time he's on TV, instantly, I want to just go watch something.
I just want to look through his wardrobe because it must be amazing.
It's just 1,000 colors. Yeah. It's 1,000
And then
colors.
Glasses that just match.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like the Clueless closet and it like matches his shirts to his glasses.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Good reference
good,
there.
Yeah,
yeah girl.
They're
having a quote along at Alamo Fair.
I know. I think it's on a Thursday, though. Yeah.
They're doing a quote along for Big Lebowski. It's on a Monday night. Yeah. I know. It's like, oh, come on. Anyhoot. Next, we get another musical number. A nice little nod to Fantasia. Hey, Fantasia exists. That's
yay
good. You rarely see like them really make a big deal out of it. So I thought it was really cool they did.
It was.
Obviously, it's much edited, but because it's 8 minutes long.
You got to make time for it.
No, you can't. It's really, really long. But I really liked what we got to see.
Sure.
Great stuff. You know, seeing the animation up there matched with it was really, really nice. Make another Fantasia. Come on, really. Why not? If you can make Zootopia. So, anything? Melissa?
No, I liked it. I didn't like that it was edited, but
yeah,
it
I remember
was cool
you were saying that.
Because again, it's like the part of your world thing. It's like I'm used to hearing the song in a certain way, and it's like as soon as you get into like the ba-dum, ba-dum, it's like it cuts to something else, and you're like, wait, what? No.
It's just so long, though. They can't.
Yeah, it's got
it'd
TV.
It'd be great.
I remember
but,
it's TV.
Yeah, it's TV. It's 2 hours.
Well, then you know what? Then pick like 2 minutes in the middle or something, like when it's really going crazy. Like, don't give me.
So now you
clip,
want 2 minutes?
Clip, 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 clip. Well, I'd rather 2 continuous minutes, but like in the middle versus. You know, 2 minutes of half this, half that, half that. And it's like, no.
I don't know if you would like that if it actually happened. I'm curious.
Yeah.
If it was going for like 2 straight minutes and just faded out, you'd be like, oh my God, what just happened? I can't remember the rest of it.
But that, I'd be okay with that rather than the cuts.
Okay. We then go over and we take a look at Shanghai Disneyland.
The place everyone wants to go.
Oh,
this place looks insane.
Yeah.
This insane.
This looks insane.
I want to live there.
I told you already, there's some people that permanently live there. That's why it's being open later this summer.
I will be a part of the Haunted Mansion for that.
That Tron ride?
If it's garbage, it's going to be the biggest disappointment.
It just looks so cool.
It looks so cool. I'm also really curious, if I go there, do I fit on any of these attractions?
Well, that's probably not.
That's another, like, because those people look like they're sitting in light cycles.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I'm really curious as to the actual thing. And they had real footage.
Yeah.
Did you guys catch that?
Yeah. That's what I thought it
that
was.
That was actual footage of like the front car running.
Yeah.
Which, man, we got to figure something out. Because they have 6 themed lands. And the ones that they
spoke about specifically that I remember was Tron, you know, in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Treasure Cove, where with they're the going to have ride, the brand new Pirates ride with your ship sideways and sideways. Yeah,
it sounded so awesome. It's going to make
our Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland look just bleh. Yeah. Because I know full fact from everyone who's ever done it that the Disneyland Pirates is better than the Disney World one. And now this one's going to come out and possibly trump both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely going to trump both of them.
So, well, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, the classic factor might still work a little bit for the, but yeah.
Maybe, but
it's going to be like this insane experience. It looks unbelievable.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And that Adventure Isle looked phenomenal. That looked like another kind of Jules Verne-esque land.
That was the Lost City thing, right?
Yeah.
I just remember they called it Adventure Isle.
Was that
the thing
with that giant looking like dinosaur looking thing?
Yeah, they said it was supposed to be like a newly discovered world.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Mysterious Island from Jules Verne.
Or even, what's the other one thing? Like when they travel through the center of the earth and they...
Journey to the center of the earth.
Yeah, and they pop out into like Jurassic Age.
Yeah. Also, there's one other it's done by... Now, Professor Challenger, I can't remember. The Lost World, actually. Oh, okay. It's called The Lost World, not Jurassic Park.
No.
It's that, you know, The Lost World. So it looks great. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to be able to figure that out, how to do that, because it's so expensive, but...
The hotels there, though, sound really awesome. There's a Toy Story hotel.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. Yeah, done.
You got to find out if the DVC is going to have any points available. And if a room would ever be available at 7 months, which it won't be. But I'm... This place looks incredible. If you're not excited about it, I don't know how you wouldn't be excited. Obviously, being on the opposite end of the world.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing that I could...
It's a bit of a bummer.
You know, a crank in it.
But, yeah, I thought it was great. I thought the whole show was great. I know we had our couple of, like, jokey kind of pokes at it. But I thought, overall, this was a really great TV special. It got a lot of people excited. It got a lot of people talking.
Yeah.
The things that I cared about were really shown off in a great way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the things I wasn't too interested about kind of stayed that way. So maybe that's a little bit of a failing, but I think it's just because I'm going to wind up not interested in those things.
The movies.
Yeah.
Like...
The movies, unfortunately. Yeah.
You don't have to be interested in every single aspect of something.
Yeah, you don't have to love everything.
That Disney does.
Not liking something doesn't mean you don't like something. It just means that you don't like a thing about it.
Exactly.
You know, like we were kind of talking about this. We got into a conversation about this with our comments on the cruise.
Right.
There were small elements that we were not yee-haw about. We wanted to see improvements.
Yeah.
We were never disappointed, like totally.
No.
I would say the cost of the Tulum, just because...
That was the
just,
only thing.
But mainly because of the lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
I just felt like this is a dollar lunch.
Yeah.
But in the overall scheme of it, it was like, the best vacation that we've taken in a long time.
Agreed. And we would totally do a Disney cruise again, hands down.
We are going to. Well, we want to badly, but man, Disneyland is really pushing itself up to... It's at the top of the list. We have to do Disneyland next.
I really want the Wonder to be redone before I go to Alaska. That's my only, like...
I think give it 2 years. You'll probably get that.
Yeah.
I think, and that fits our timeline for stuff that we want to do. So,
which is perfect.
How did you guys think about the show? Did you enjoy it? Were there some things that you wish were there that weren't there? Was there stuff that they highlighted that got you really, like, what was the thing that got you most excited? You know, don't worry about the stuff that you didn't like, because there's 10 things that you like, one thing you don't like. Don't worry about the one thing you don't like. Just don't do it. But what was the stuff that really got you excited about that? Go on over to our Facebook page. You can find us at Disney Magic Hour. We'll let you in the group and all that secret group, private group. Tell your friends. But then they have to be approved. That's how these things work. And let us know how it works out for you. You know, tell us your feedback and whatnot. So did anyone want to say anything final on the thing? We'll go around the table. Brian, do you want to say anything extra towards this show?
It was better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was, you know, you always tend to think these things are going to be very giant commercial for Disney, in not a good way. I think this was a giant commercial for Disney in a good way.
I agree.
Star Wars, the more stuff I see about that, I just cannot wait. You know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but regardless, even if I wasn't that much into it, I would think that it looks really amazing.
Oh, I'm gonna be so pissed if I die before that opens.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
and Shanghai is just, I mean, that just looks insane.
All right, if I die and I come back as like a young boy in Shanghai,
then you'll be all right.
Maybe we're okay then.
But yeah.
But then your parents can't afford to take you to Disneyland.
Mm.
But I'll build it.
It's already built.
I'd go back in time.
Okay.
But then what if I die building it?
Then I'll be there forever.
Disney dream accomplished. Melissa, do you have any extra notes you wanted to throw?
No, I thought it was great. I wish the finale would have been a little bit more of a Disney song, but it was great either way. Sir Elton John, I'm amazed by him.
Oh, so. I totally forgot about that.
That's right. Yeah,
the fireworks was great. Yeah, the fireworks were awesome.
Man's voice is really good for his age.
Yeah. But that was the one thing too with that. That wasn't a Disney song, right?
Not one of his songs. Yeah.
I didn't recognize it at all.
And I know it's a catchy tune,
but
yeah, no. It was a fine song, but it was a fine song.
It was an interesting
choice.
Yeah.
I would have liked it how the piano dueling Jelly Rolls when they did like the ensemble
medley.
Yeah, like the Mickey Mouse March and stuff like that. Like that would have been a cool, like,
I think Let's Go Fly a Kite with a crowd would have been a real winner.
Yeah.
Having everyone singing Let's Go Fly a Kite, I think that would have been pretty amazing. Yeah. Oh yeah, you know, really quick, the lightsaber waving during
Star Wars
was really, really great. I love that. Scott, do you have anything extra you want to throw in?
Jungle Book.
That is a book of jungle.
Fantastic.
All jungles.
If you've never read the actual book, guys, I would recommend reading the actual book. It's not what you expect. It's a lot more prose, but it's really beautifully written, and it's really, really good. And it probably will give you a much better tone on what that movie is going to be going for than just looking at the animated classic, because they are two similar but vastly different things in the tone of which they're delivered. So, all right, guys, that's our show for tonight. You are listening to The Trouble by Pogo. You can find this video and more over at youtube.com/Pogo. His music at soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix. And his website is pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at DizMagicHourPod. And if you want to find us on the other one, it's a Last Gen Podcast. Actually, mine is also at PT Film. If you want to follow me, why not? Head on over to Facebook. As I said before, we have our little group there, the Disney Magic Hour. And if you head on over to iTunes and give a 5-star review like Iona31 did. Is that an I or is that an L? Iona? Alona? Iona31 says, hey guys, great job on the show and keep up the good work. Very enjoyable and informative. Thank you so much, Iona or Lona.
Whoever
I think
you
it's
are.
An I. I feel like it's an I.
I feel like it's an I.
That's a good name, then. Iona 31. I don't know why. It sounds like a Star Wars name to me.
Okay.
I'm curious now. All right, guys. Hope you had a good time. We will see you next week. Till then, say goodnight, Brian.
Goodnight, Brian.
Say goodnight, Melissa.
Goodnight, Melissa.
Say goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Pete. And say goodnight, Poco.